Merry Christmas, everybody. Welcome to Loser Town Today. This is the Christmas Eve edition of Loser Town Today. And just want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Steve is not with us right now. It's just me, Steven. Steve is actually on a beer run, so that's an important job. It's been 3 long months since our last podcast, and I apologize for that. And I know I swore up and down that I would have some demos, but I don't because, well, I didn't do anything. Why is that? I'll get into that later on in the podcast. So right now, I have some turkey roasting in the toaster oven. Tomorrow we're actually going to have a roast for our Christmas dinner, but I've been hankering from turkey, so I went out and to get some turkey parts, individual turkey parts, and I'm roasting them right now in the toaster oven. Steve is getting the beer, and I've got my little Christmas bell here. You remember It's a Wonderful Life? Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. That's right. That's right. Attaboy, Clarence. Well, I guess Clarence had some problems there. Oh, wait. Do you hear that? I think that's Steve coming in.
I'm here. Got your beer.
Took you long enough.
There you go.
Thanks. And I'll just open this. Michelob.
Refreshing.
How much was it?
$17.99. 3-pack.
Oh. Well, that's not bad. Yeah, you know, normally... I'm not a big beer drinker. I enjoy beer every now and then, but... For our everyday beer, we normally get Miller Genuine Draft, but I guess this was on sale.
Yep.
So we got, Michelob is the fancier stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Woo, fancy.
Ah, that goes down good. Why did I lie to everybody and not have any demos? Well, here's the thing. This new CD, this is going to be our third one. Well, technically it's our fourth one, but I don't really count the first one, which was a piece of crap that, you know, we posted on mp3.com. You know, it was like 6 tracks and it was pure garbage. So I don't even count that. So for the third one, I don't know. I think I'm just thinking too much. I want this to be... I don't know, our masterpiece, you know. The first CD, I was not happy with the way we mixed it. We did a crappy job of mixing it. The second CD, I was happy about how we did the production. I think that turned out, you know, pretty good. But the song production I was not happy about. We only put out 8 songs, and I had trouble getting those out. So for this third CD, it's really a double CD. Although in these days, there's really no such thing as a double CD. It's kind of pointless to put out 2 CDs with 10 songs each when a CD can hold 20. But I really wanted to make this my big splash. You know, this is the third one, and I just wanted to really hit a home run with this. And I think that's it's been messing with my mind. I can't seem to sit down and write down any lyrics. Even though we've got a bunch of ideas on paper, you know. So we have a bunch of that already, and we already know the theme of it. But I don't know. I'm hoping that the next year... Actually, and next year, in January, I might have to do this, my own personal version of the 50 songs in 90 days, just to get something down, just to do something, and hopefully it will force me out of this, I don't really consider it a writer's block. It's just, don't know, procrastination thing I'm in. So anyway, that's the story with that. What did we do, Steve?
What do you mean?
Oh, by the way, you smell that turkey? Doesn't that smell good? Oh, I love the smell of turkey cooking.
Yeah. It's good. It smells good.
Oh, what I was saying, what did we do since we weren't recording any songs?
I'm not sure what you're
getting. You know, it was a project that I wanted to do.
Oh, you mean with the pickups?
Yeah, that's right. I am.
Oh.
And I put this on the studio blog on Blogger. But I swapped out the stupid pickup on the $69 Kramer Focus guitar. And I did it on that guitar because I didn't want to screw up on any of my other guitars. I figured if I completely mess up a $69 guitar, who cares, right? I originally wanted to get a DiMarzio pickup because I have a friend. And I remember he had a Strat and he replaced the bridge pickup with a DiMarzio. And I really like the sound of that. So I was looking online, and I saw this DiMarzio pickup, and I thought, okay, I'll get that one. It was like $65, but I didn't want to order it over the internet because I wanted to get it right away. As it turns out, because you know it took me like a few weeks to actually swap it, I could have just ordered it, and it wouldn't have made a difference because I procrastinate on everything. I went down to Guitar Center, and they didn't have it. And they did have this cheapy Seymour Duncan Performer Scorcher, and basically that is the cheapo version. Excuse me. The cheapo version that they make exclusively for Guitar Center, and this thing was like $35, I forget, but it was cheap then. So I said, okay, let me get that. So, and I got a soldering iron, a little small handheld battery operated Weller, and I did the swap. And actually, let me change the hookup on this so I can get the both mic and the guitar into the mixer board, and I will let you hear it for yourself to see if it was worth the trouble. I don't know if it was, but I'll let you decide. Hold on 1 second. Let me just switch things around.
Hello, can you hear me? I think it's working. So anyway, I switched out the pickup, and here's the original Fender pickup. Fender, what am I talking about? The original single coil pickup in the Kramer Focus. This is the middle pickup. And that's this is hooked up to the pod, the trusty pod. On a setting of 3A, which is the Fender Tweed setting. And this is the bridge pickup, which is the new Seymour Duncan. Do you hear a difference? I mean, you can hear the difference, but I mean, was it worth doing the pickup change? Oh, and by the way, because I'm such a cheap bastard, I took off the strings and I saved them. And after I swapped the pickup, I put this old strings back on. Of course, that's a stupid idea because you have kinks in the string now. And sure enough, the high E string broke. And so I'm left without the high E string. But, you know, you don't really need it, right? I mean, you still got the low E. It doesn't really change anything. And in some cases, it's kind of helpful because you could play a D without worrying about that E string. You know, you just hit the first the other, what's it, E A D G B G B strings on the fifth fret, and that's your D chord. So anyway, So I might not even change the string. I might not even replace it. It's, you know, I don't have it, so who cares? I'm sorry, that's the 7th fret. That would be the D chord. So I don't know, was it worth it? I'm glad I did it because my big thing was that I wanted to change the entire pickups on the Fender Squire Strat because I really love that guitar. That was the very first guitar I bought. Japanese made 1986 Fender Squire Strat. But I always thought that the pickups were weak. But now, I don't know, maybe it's because I bought a cheapy version of Seymour Duncan pickups that, you know. That I can't really tell the difference. Or, I mean, I can tell the difference in sound, obviously, because it's a humbucker, but. I don't know if it was worth it. But it's kind of nice. I mean, if I ever do change pickups, I'd probably go with like Kinmans or something, a well-known replacement, not some cheapy version of a Seymour Duncan pickup that they made exclusively for Guitar Center. But if you have just one guitar. And it's a Strat replica, Strat knockoff that has single coils. You might think about, you know, replacing one of the pickups. It gives you versatility because you have a humbucker, and then you could go back to the single coil sound. So I don't know. I can't really make a pronouncement, I guess, on whether or not this was worthwhile. But I'm glad I did it. I got the experience of soldering wires, and I was always afraid of doing that before, so. Anyway, so that's that. And Steve, yep. What else do we have on the agenda for this holiday podcast? Hold on, let me, I want to switch back to the regular connection. Okay, I'm back here. That sounds much better. So anyway, I think that about wraps it up. Hopefully, we'll be back in the new year in 2 weeks, and maybe I will have some demos. I want to promise anything like last time because I always break my promises. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
So, hope everybody has a good holiday. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And we will see you in the... New Year.
Right. Shang Dan, Kuai Le.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.